während des Studiums darf ein in Avodah Zarah, darf ein Heil mit Beis, talks about Tvilas Kelim. And the Shulchan Aruch hat Simen Kuf Chof in Yeradea. The Mishnah starts off, Alekech Kli Tashmish Menoivet Kechovim, Es Shadalki Latbil Yadbil. The beginning of the Mishnah talks that any Kli that we take, Kli Tashmish, which we'll see means a Kli Seuda, it can take it from a goy, you buy it from a goy, so you have to be matbilit. The Hemshech of the Mishnah is talking about Agolas Kelim, which we're not discussing now. Right now we're not talking about a Blia and a Tam that's in Kelim, we're talking about Tvilas Kelim, to be Tovo a Kli that you buy from a goy. And the Gemara says, Tona, V'kulan tzrichin Tvila barboimso, all the Kelim, even the kelim that needed hagola because of a tam, a plita, a bishul of a goy, not only the kelim that we used in cold that didn't have any blia, any tam from bishul of a goy, also the kelim that needed hagola, tzrichin tvila barboim so. All them need tvila barboim so. It's interesting, the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara could have said tzrichin tvila. Gemara says tzrichin tvila barboim so. So we'll see why. Menani mili, omar roved omar ko. Kol dobar asher yovoi boesh, taaviru boesh v'toer. It's talking about clay Midian. They came back from the war in Midian and they brought up many kelim. So Elozar HaKoyen came and he said that you need agolas kelim, chutz from agolas kelim because of blias and tam that the kli would give from the bishul of Midian till the next bishul. So chutz from that you also need V'toyer. Kol dover asher yovoi bo'esh, anything that you use in fire, like you roast with it, or even if you cook with it, yovoi taviru bo'esh v'toyer. Voisiv l'ra kosuv taro acheres, because it says extra word v'toyer, it doesn't have to say v'toyer. So v'toyer we learn another tara, that's a new, extra tara, which means chutz from the golas kelim, that we got rid of all the tam, still needs a tvil in the mikveh. Tony bar kapore, mitoch shenema b'mei nido, that says in the posik. Aches azor v'sakosev v'sanchishes v'sabazel v'sabdil v'soifores, all the kind of matochos, that's six kind of matochos, we'll soon see about that also. Kol dovor asher yovoi bo'esh, taviru bo'esh v'toyer. Ach, b'mei nido ischato. V'chol asher lo yovoi bo'esh, taviru b'mayim. So the Pasuk says, Bar Kapora learns, it says, Ach, b'mei nido ischato. Pashtas HaPasuk, we could have learned that it talks about Efer Pora, that if it had a Tumas Meis, you need Efer Pora, like it says in Mei nido lo izoira kolov in Pashas Chukas by Pora Aduma. V'idashens, b'mei nido shemea nishe tzorich hazoe shlishi v'shvi. Talmud lomar, Ach, chilek. It says, Ach, b'mei nido ischato, that it's mechalek. Ach, chilek, im kein matam loyba b'mei nido, maim shenido teveles b'en. That ach is mechalek, that you don't need an extra one of efer poro for any kli that comes from goy. Talmud loyma b'mei nido, maim shenido teveles b'en, heviyoyma oboim so. And then the Gemara says, itzich l'michtav atoyav, itzich l'michtav b'mei nido. You need both groshes, the one of Rava and the one of Bar Kapora, the Toyer, and the ones of Ach B'mei Nido Ischato. Ikos of the Toyer, Rava Amine V'Toyer Koldu. We would think that it can be Nitar in just a little bit of water. You don't need a shear. Ikos of Rachmona B'mei Nido, that water, they need our boim so. Ikos of Rachmona B'mei Nido, Rava Amine Erev Shemesh Kenido. That every Tvilas Kelim would need to wait till Erev Shemesh, till the sun goes down, like on Tumas Rishon to Masrotzin, because of Rachmana, the Torah Laltar becomes dark. So what do we learn? We learn that it needs a Tvila b'mikveh, and it's not enough Koldu. We'll soon see why there would be, what kind of culture of water. And you don't need Erev Shemesh. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravu, afilu kelim chadoshim b'mashma. How do we know that even kelim chadoshim that were not used with agolas, with bishul, with tam, that it also needs a tevila, because Pashtus the Pasuk is talking about kelim that were used with bishul, because it starts off kol dovar asher yovei boesh. So he says, Doch Yeshonim Belibnon Kechadoshim Dom Vafilochi Boy Tvila. Old Kalim that were used already in Bishul, so they're like new because you were melabin them, you burned them through fire. And it's as if they're new Kalim, because it's as if there was never a Bishul because they took everything out. So, and you need Tevila, so new Kalim also need Tevila. And then the Gemara is Mamshich and says that not Stam Kalim you take from a Goy, and it has to be Klei Seuda. First thing we'll try to talk about is it Doraisa? Well, we all read as Mashma that it's a Din Doraisa of Tevilas Kalim. But we'll see that it's a Machlokes Rishonim, if it's Doraisa or Dorabona. Pashtas Ar Gemora, it's a Doraisa. And Rashi and Chumash says, Ach b'mei nido ischato, lefi pshuto, ichito ize letaru mitumas mes. Omar lohem, tzrichin hakelim giyu letaru min ha'isu, vichito I letaru min ha'tume. You need, from the isu, from the bishul, you need to take out al yedei agolas kelim, either eish or mayim chamin, or, and then you need chito I letaru min ha'tume from tumas mes, if the kelim touched the mes. Rabbi Seinu Dorshu Mikan Shaflach Shiron Mino Yisro Hitin Tvila Leklei Matres. The Rabbanon Darshan Chazal said that from here we learn that also to be Machshir Mino Yisro, not only from Tumas Mes you need Efer Poro, but also because it had an Yisro Hitin Tvila Leklei Matres. Umei Nido Aksuvim Kan Dorshu Maim Oruim Litmol Boem Nido Vekama Im Menso. So Rashi says, the Loshon of Rashi is, to be machshir mino isur. I would think maybe Rashi means machshir mino isur, since it started out with the isur of tam, so the hemshich of the heter is not only with agola, you have to be mamshichet with tevila. But it's hard to say such a thing, because the Gemara says that once you're a melabin, it's like kelim chadoshim. There's no difference between chadoshim and yeshonim that you're a melabin. So Rashi means af lachshiron mino isur means that it wasn't enough, even though you did a pool and you kilu, you burnt out the kli. Maybe we would even say that when you burn out the kli, Rashi even says, the Loshon Rashi, the surif is a kli atzmoy. Rashi says, one of the Rashis here, he mentions, that when you burn it in fire, it's as if you were surif the kli atzmai. So maybe we would think, here, Rashi says in Ayin Vova Medalef, Mag'ilon, and he's talking already about Agolas Kelim, Loi Choshiv Kelibun, says, the libun surif is a kli. Also, there's a Gemara in Psochim, it says, in also in Avodah Zohar, it says that when you machzir the kivshon, it's as if you klicheris, it's a metzias that even klicheris that the tam doesn't go out when you're machzer lekivshon if you did it the right way. So bamis, it makes it like it's panim chadosh, it's like a new kli. So it could be that's why we would think that by kelim yeshonim, maybe you wouldn't need tevila, it's like it's a new kli, and who made it? The yid. So komash malon that it needs tevila, but a new kli that came from a goy, so of course we would need tevila. So it could be Rashi what he says, Sha'aflach Shiron Miniso Hitin Tevila, means that we would have a hava, you know, we would think since he did Libun, which Rashi says, Soyef is a kli, maybe it's like I made a new kli in my reshus, Komash Milon, that even so it needs tevila. And Kelim Chadoshim that came from a goy also needs tevila. So our companion Rashi learns that it's a Doraisa. And the Ramban in Chumash, the Ramban here says that Efshar, that it's only a smach de baum, it's only midrabbanan. Because he says the pashtas aloshon of the posik, and the way the flow of the words of the posik is mashma that it's not talking about tvila in the mikveh, it's talking about the hagolas kelim, and about washing them from the ban that's there, or may need of from chatos. But the fact that you need tvila is only a smach de midrabbanan, and it's not midoraisa. In fact, the Ran brings down the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin Melchus Macholes Asuros, if it would be a mitzvah midoraisa, it could be that the Rambam would have mentioned it in the Taryag mitzvahs, one of the Taryag, but it's not mentioned in the Taryag. The Rambam says, Halakech leitashmish suudu min agoyim, it's Perek Yud Zayin Alocha Gimel Macholes Asuros, miklei matkos viklei schuchis, dvorim, and he says matkos and schuchis together. The Gemara says, that from the psukim we learned out is clay matchus, because it says aches hazobes hakesoves abdilves oifores, all those things are clay matoches. But clay schuchis, the Gemara says, Omer Avashi ani clay schuchis oiv chinishtabu yesh lo entakone ki clay matchus domu. So pashtus it means midarabona. They were goyza that clay schuchis, since you could melt it down again, just like you do with metal. So just like metal, you could remake a kli by melting it down to the same thing, schuchis. So because of that, it would also need tevila. And the pashtus, the rishonim, all the rishonim that learned that it's d'oraisa, all that kli schuchis is midarabonan. Also it needs a brocha, but midarabonan, it needs tevila because it's doimet to kli matchis. In the Rambam, he says it all together. It would be mashma that there's no difference between matches and kli schuchis. So then he says, Ketzad magilon, yeah, that's a golas kelim, and then he says, Tvila zu, shematbilin klea suudo, that's aloha hei, Tvila zu, shematbilin klea suudo, and ilkochim min agoim, v'achar kach yutru la'achilo v'shtir. It doesn't have to do with tume vetare, because even if it didn't become tome, it also needs tvilo. Elo midivrei soifrim, mash pashtes etz de rabbona. Veremez lo kol dovo, asher yovei boish taviru boish betoyer. Mipi Shmuel lomdu shein, mipi Shmuel lomdu. So here, there's a machlokes how the Rambam learns. This whole midivrei soifrim, many learn that the Rambam holds it's de rabbona, because he says midivrei soifrim. But then he says, Mi Pia Shmuel Amdu, so some say it's Mashma, that's the Raisa. And the Rambam says, Pia Soifrim, because there's a lot of places in the Rambam, different Halochalo Mishmisinas and different Roshas, like Kiddushi Kesef. The Rambam says they don't mean Divrei Kabbalah or different Lashonas, so they want to learn the Rambam also that holds it's the Raisa. But Koponim Pashtis, he holds it's the Rabbonim. Pia Shmuel Amdu, Sheinem Medaber, Lo Betaroson, Midei Giule, Goim, Loi Midei Tume. Shein Lecho Tume Oila Al Yidei Oish. וכול התמיים בתבילה אוילין מתומוסון ותומס מס בעזוי בתבילה ואין שום איש כלל אלו לעניין גיולי גויים וכיוון שכוסה ותואר או מוכחון מויסיב לו איתרו אחר וירוס ובאיש לתרו מגיולי גויים. That means there's a certain effect that the bilus of the goy has on it that's called גיולי גויים. So even though there's no time it was already had a gola. So to be metired from Giulei Goyim, and the Yerushalmi, it says, the Loshen, everyone brings down the Yerushalmi, Yotsu mitum ose shel akum v'nichnosu l'kedushos shel Yisrael. So because it goes out from Tumas Akum, it goes into Kedushas Yisrael, so it needs tevila. And then the Rambam says, lo yichivu b'tevila zu l'klei matoches shel suuda nilkochem min agoyim. Aval ha-shoyel min agoyim, if you borrow from a goy, you don't need tevila. Oy shemishken agoy etzloy klei matoches madiach oy martiach oy melaben ve'en etzorich lahadbin. If the goy gave him a mashken, that the Gemara says, mishken oyevi kechovim kase de kaspe v'at belei v'ishti bei. Lo yodane imishum de kosova mashkante kezvini domi. That means the goy gave him a mashkin. He lent the goy money, and the goy gave him a mashkin. So it says that he was matbilit, and he drank in it. Who was it? Mar Bar Avashi. He said, b'shem his father. Imishum d'chozi lovit kechovim, d'dayte l'shkwe. It was a sofek, either because a mashkante is like it's a kinyan by him, memele it's like niknem in a goy, and he needs tevila, or because he saw that the goy wasn't coming to give back the money, and the goy had bedas to be miayish from it and leave it by the yid. So it's nikra the shem yid on it. So memele, every mashkin is a sofek. If it's daitil shkui, it should be matbil. But if it's not daitil shkui, the ikar mashkin is a sofek if it needs tevila right away or not. So, Tosfos brings down the kibben de leif shita, matfilin le mashkante beloy tlochen. Bin yesh le klisha konem an akum am kuyv tvila yad bil ze imoy vivorich al shneem. So you try to be mitzi with a different bracha. Why? Because it's a sofik. In the Rambam it says, Aval ha-shoyel min ha-goy moshe mishkan ha-goy etzlo kle matochis, madiachoy matiachoy melabin, ve'enoy tzorich la'adbil. You don't need to be matbil, not even misofik. So the Ram says, the Ram brings down this Rambam, and he says, lo yifshite, uposak bo Rambam lekule, the ozi letayme, tzlishitose, shu kosav shom de tvilas kele min divrei soifrimi. Because the Rambam also it's midivrei soifrim, the Rambam we read before, so memele it's the Rabbonon, and a mashkin is a sofik, so memele it's faking the Rabbonon lekula, so it's potter from tevila, not like Tosfos. Tosfos holds that it's doraisa, so memele misofik have to be matbil, but you're not mevorek. But the Rambam holds that it's the Rabbonon, so memele it's faking the Rabbonon lekula. Umiu begemor and muchach behedye, the kolecha de mischazi, the daite dovid kronoshkue boi tevila. So it's a little bit mashma in the run that he says, Avol oraivet kosav mashkante tzricha tvila, that maybe the raivet would hold that tvila's kelim is the oraisa, so melet tzricha tvila. Koponim, the run learns in the Rambam that he holds that tvila's kelim is the rabbonan. That's why by a mashkin, it's a sofik, and sfek in the rabbonan lekula. There's a magid mishneh, in Uchis Yontef, Perek Dalet, Aloche Yudches. The Rambam talks about Kelim that were Nitmo. Kelim that became Tome. We're not talking about Tvilas Kelim Chadoshim. We're talking about Stam Kelim that became Tome and you need it on Yontef. So he says, Klisha Nitmo B'Yontef. It was Nitmo on Yontef, Matbila Noise B'Yontef. And then he says, Nitma Kli Bemashkin, to mention Vlada Tuma Me'erav Yontav, means if it was Nitma Me'erav Yontav, so you're not Tova on Yontav. But if it was Nitma on Yontav, you're Tova on Yontav. Nitma Kli Bemashkin, to mention Vlada Tuma Me'erav Yontav, Matvili Noisem Yontav. That means it's a Tuma de Rabbonon. Lefishu Toyo Minatero Kemushes Barbim Kome. Since it's only a Tuma de Rabbonon, and a Tuma de Rabbonon, you're allowed to be Matbil on Yontav. So some learn the Rambam because of Mesakim Kli, and since Midoraisa is the whole reason you can't be Tovon Yontav, Mesakim Kli. And since it's only Midorabonon, so it's not called your Mesakim Kli. The Rambam learns, or Shema Yasho is a Betumose. So Magid Mishnah says, he says that even in the time of Shemo Yashe, maybe you'll be mashed betumosoi, and you might use it in Terumah, but legabe atumah derabonah, they weren't goyzer. Betome ani, right, he says, wait, where is this? Different? Oh, here. Ledas Rabbeinu, the Magid Mishnah says, Ledas Rabbeinu shekosa perek yudzayin milchis ma'acholoi sasuris. שתבילס כלים מדברי סופרים, ונסבר שמטבילים ולעד אטומה, מפני שתומוסים מדברי סופרים, כמו שכוספתי, that the Rambam says that תבילס כלים חדושים is the Rabbonon. And we have the Rambam in הלכס יומטב, that אטומה the Rabbonon is also מוטר on יומטב. יש נוימר שמטבילים נסע כלים ביומטב, so you're allowed to be מטביל כלים חדושים on יומטב, since the תבילה is only the Rabbonon. Just like you said, תומה the Rabbonon, the תבילה the Rabbonon is מוטר on יומטב. So Memela also the Tevila of Kelim Chadoshim, that's the Rabbonon, is Mutar and Yontov. That's what the Magid Mishnah says, Lechura. Mikol Mokoyim, he says, Im kol ze ani oimer shedino rav kayo. Levi shafilu man de les leitayim de mersi ki mesakin kli, hane mili gabi Tevila stume, shafilu koidem Tevila, hoyo akli roi lishtamish boi betume, letome. Ulevi sheino oichem chulioi betare. Shemochi loi, Chashvi atvila tikkun, v'kulon shovin betume shel divreim, shein ze tikkun. Says that, mitzad metakin kli, the Magid Mishnah says, since a tome could use kelim tmein, so the tikkun that I'm mesakin, that it's tor now for torim, is not such a tikkun. So memele you could be tovo or keli that's tome midar abona. Avol kelim anikochin min agoy de koydem tvilo loy chozu. You're not allowed to use it. I mean, the rabbanon lefachot, the rice is said to be tovlet, but the rabbanon, you're not allowed to even use it. That does just brings down at the bottom of the page, that's exerent that you might, if you use kelim before tvila, you might use it before hagola. Akoponim, it's also to use. Lamaisa, it's also to use those kelim for anybody. So vada tvilotim mechzir kemesakin kliva asiro lekula alma. So the Magid Mishnah says that it's no right to say that the Rambam that holds Tvilas Kelim Chadoshim is the Rabbonon, that you can be Tovon and Yontim because it's the Rabbonon, because Benitz is a Masakin Kli, even though it's only me the Rabbonon, but there's nobody that could use it. So when you're Tovon, it's Masakin Kli. Mashenke, Batume, the Rabbonon, Benitz is Tmein that could use it. So it's not such a big tikkun. Mel, it's not a dinyan to say because of this, that. So the Magid Mishnah also learns that the Rambam holds that Tvilas Kelim Chadoshim in Agoy is the Rabbonon. They bring down that the Rashbo says that Bemis the Rambam holds that the Raisa, like we said before, there's Arichas and Achronim, that the ones that want to say that the Rambam also holds that Tvilas Kelim is the Raisa, and he calls it the very Sofrim because it's Beremes, Romas Lo, and he says, Mi Piashmu Elomdu. And the Ritvo says, on the Havamin of the Gemara. But first of all, say before the Ritva, the Ram says, the Ram brings down, it says in the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Alekech Kli Tashmish Meroiv De Kirchovin, Dvorim Shloi Nishtamash Ben Matbilon Ben Toirin, Dvorim Shloi Nishtamash Ben Alei De Tzoinein, Madichon Matbilon Ben Toirin, Dvorim Shloi Nishtamash Alei De Chamin, so it says, Magilon Matbilon Ben Toirin. Or Melabnon or Matbilon. So the Ram says, Pirshu Birushalmi, Shetzorich Latbilon, because Yotzu Mitumosi Shul Goy, Vinichnas Lekdushas Yisroel. Lefichoch Nire, so the Ram says, because we learn from the Yerushalmi, because of this din, that Yotzu Mitumas Goy, and it comes into Kedushas Yisroel, Shetzorich Lachshir Akli Tchilo, Lefi Mashu, Ve'adoche, Oy Bargol, Oy Belibun, Bacharkach Yat Bilenu, Davke, the Seder is Ma'akiv. First you have to take out any shirayim that has to do with the goy. Either the be'en to wash it off, or to make a golas kelim with hot water, or with fire. Avol imit, and then to be matbile, dafke then, but not to be matbile tchilo. Avol imit bile tchilo, areu b'shas tvile, betum osoi, ketoivel v'sheretz biyodei. V'ochidai klishne debraise, dektoni madichono matbilo, magilo matbilo, melabnono matbilo. The Ram says that it's meduyik, the lashon of the brisa, that dafke, the tevila should be the last thing. Why? Because the tevila brings it into Kedushas Yisrael. If it still has the tam from the goy, from the bishul of the goy, it still has a shaychus to what the goy did. So memele, you have to first take out all simonim of the goy. Only then could you bring in the Kedushas Yisrael to it. But if you did tevila first, it's like toivel v'sheretz biyodo, because even while there's the tevila, it still has the isurim of the goy and the kli. I would have said, but it doesn't come out in the Ram. There's a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Pei, I think the Gemara says that there would be a Hava Amine, that maybe a person could, I think it's Hilo there, that says, we would be a Hava Amine, a person could be Tovo when he's Tor, today, that when he becomes Tome, he won't become Tome. Just like if somebody's already Tome, he could be Tovo and take off the Tume, so Menele could be Tovo. Even before it becomes Tome, today that the tumor shouldn't be chal, komashmulona yal fuse, there's a posek that tvila has to be dafke after the tumor. So I would think to say that what the pshat, if tvila means that you have to take off the tumor, so you're not taking off any tumor, it's not Tome. So the Hava, I mean, if the Gemara would be that tvila means he's adding on tara memela, because he's adding on tara memela, the tvila falls off, the tumor falls off. So Memele would be Havamina to do it even before it becomes Tome. He added on himself Tara. So Memele, the Tumor won't come. But so the Vati Alfusa says that he can't do it. But that would stay, that there would be, that the Dam of Tevila, the Inyan of Tevila, is that you're Mosif Tara. Just you can't do it from before. You could learn that the Maskana de Alfusa is that only to take off Tumor, but not to add on Tara. But if we would learn like that, to add on Tara, so we would say that also by Kelim Chadoshim, that the Tvila is to add on the Kedushas Yisroel. Memele, it has to be that there's nothing left from the Goy. If there's still something left from the Goy, the Kedushas Yisroel can't come. But if it would be that you're taking off the tumah, so here, what's the difference? You're taking off the tumah of the guy. But Bamis, it's not Mukhrach, and the Ran says himself that it's Yotu Metumah Sakim Nichnas Lekedusha Sisrael Lefichach, that it's like Toivel Besheretz Biyodei, that it still has Hagola from a Kli of Goy. So Memele, it's not Shaykh to the both Tzadim of the Chakira. That means either way, if you learn that it's Moisiv Kedusha, it takes a... Bemis, I would say that it doesn't take off Tumah from a Goy. It was in the Reshus of the Goy, but there's not really Tumah of the Goy. It goes up Darga, like it says, Vayokom Stei Efwin, Tkuma Oysele, that it went out from Yahedya to Avraham Avinu. So here it means that it's going into Yisroel, which has Kedusha, so in honor of going into the Kedusha, Yisroel needs a Tevila. Without that, it wouldn't go in completely to the Kedusha, Yisroel. But it's not, it's hard to say that there was Mamisha Tuma of a Goy. Bifrat that the Ran says that has to do with taking out the Agola of the Goy. The Agola is not Tuma, it's just a Metzias. Then the Ran says, Umiro Arivit Kosav. And also, I must mention the Rash. The Rash says in Pora Paragimel that there's no such thing as being Tovo more than once. He says, once you were Tovo, and the Tara, and you got Tara, and you have no Tuma, he says, the Iker Tvila is that you're not Tome anymore. Once you're not Tome, there's no point in being Tovo again. That's a Mefurash Rash in Paragimel of Pora. Then as you find also Tara, you find Tvila by the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has Chomesh Tvilos Vasor Kiddushin. So it's a din Tvila even without being Tome. It's Kanir E, it's a special Tvila, a Hechsher, for the new Avoida that he's going to do. So there is such a thing as a Tvila that's Moisif, not only a Tvila that takes off from Tuma. So it could have been that Kelim Chadoshim is also a sort of Moisif. We arrive at Kosav de Lechatchilo Shetzorich Lasis Ked, the Kronami Mashma, then Lechatchilo should be Mavir Boish, and then in the Mikveh. Avol Dieved, if you were Mashana the Seder, so it's still kosher, the Tvila before the Hagolas Ked. The Ritva says, in the Gemara says that we need a Tzrichusa, there's Betoher, and there's Bemei Nido. If it would only say Betoher, we would think kosher. So it says Bemei Nido, that has to be Bemem So. And if it would say Nido, we would say Harif Shemesh. So he says Betoher, then right away it becomes Torah. So what's the Abamin of kosher? So Rashi says we would think Pirish Rashi, called Du Afilu Bemikve Choser. Komashmlo Bemei Nido, they need a Mikve Sholem. Iksha Rabbeinu Aramban. That's Mashma, Do Mashma, that Tvile Zumi Do Raisei. He brings it from the Ramban. And we read the Ramban in Chumash, that the Ramban in Chumash said, Be'efshar, that it's only Asmachta. So the Kompanim, he says that the Ramban, and the Chidushim, he says that's Mashma, that is Tvilas Doraisa, and it's not Mashma, that it's Asmachta. Why? Because we have a Tzrichus of the Yalfusis, Memel, it's Mashma, it's a Doraisa. Chen das Atesvis. Bim Kain, Amai Boyal Boim So, says Afilu Kelim Tmein, that they became Tomei Midoraisa, so it's enough the size of the Kli, or a Reviz, or Bemei Mayan Kolshu. So why, for Tvilas Kelim Chadoshim, you should need our Boim So? Because Lefi, what Rashi says, that Avamina would be a Mikveh Choser. Komash, why you need a Mikveh Sholim? Why should you need a Mikveh Sholim more than by Tvilas Kelim for Tuma? So he says, "V'tireitz b'shem ha'ochek zeras melechi mishumayle sh'asor ketvilas ger." There's a mile. It's just like there's tvilas ger, that a ger needs tvila in a real mikveh. So memele also, by tvilas kelim, it's not enough, like tumas kelim, that it's a mayan becholshu and, or a mikveh berevis. Only here also you need a real mikveh of our boimso. And that's what Tosfos says. In Maim Shanido Teveles Bohem, Aval Gav de Reviz, Sagi Latvil Machtim et Tzinoirios Midoraise, Hainu Tvilas Tume, Aval Tvilas Kleimidion Chidushu, Uboi Memso, it's a Chidush and it needs Memso. And the Ritvos says another word that it's Ketvilas Ger. That's like the Yerushalmi says, it goes out from Tumas Goy and it comes into Kedushas Yisroel. Just, it's as if saying, I didn't want to say it till now, but it's as if saying, that the Kli is being misguided. So that's how the Ritva learns. The Tvilas Kosov Melech Zegzeres HaKosov, that it's not enough to have a mikveh chosav revis, only you need a mikveh sholim. Umiyu efshol lefarish doche koma. Hava mine becholdu wafo pishen gufo yoylebrem. Komashmo bemei nida, de nida she gufo yoylebrem. Just like the nida boim so. Why does it need the nida boim so? Oh, because it needs called gufo yoylebrem. So Memela Kli, we would have a Hava Mine, that even if it's not called Gufo Yoyle, but not all Kli goes into it, that means maybe even some learn that we would think you could use a Tvila Lachatzoyin, a Filu Barkoponim, Komash Melon, not that you need our Boim so, but you need a size that is called Gufo if the Kli is Oyle Boim. Umishum de Rabona, but Luala Revise, by Kimna Kulu Boim so, that's by Nida. So here we would say that it's enough, even less than our Boim so. So that would be a machlekes with Tosfos. Tosfos says that it's a chidush that needs our boim so, because dumi denida. So he says only dumi denida they need kol gufei oile boim, but you don't need our boim so. Umiyu varapam sovel de tvila zu de rabbonon. And he says nira that you're not mevorich on it lefi the rabbam. So they ask that the rabbam holds even mitzvahs de rabbonon, you're mevorich to. A koponim, so he says that there's two tzadim. One tzad is that it's a chidush and need dafka arboim so. And another tzad is that you don't need arboim so, but it needs to call gufa of the kli oile boim. The tour brings down Simen Kufchov. Echshar kelim nikochim min agoy, lokech kelim chadoshim min agoy, otso lishtamish bem ad sheatvilem tvilo igenes bloich atzitze, bemikve shel arboim so. The cost of the Sefer HaMitzvah is Avaloi B'mayon. That means Mayon, what's the mile of a Mayon? Also that it could be B'zoi Chalin, but also that it doesn't need a shear. Aval Gav de Mayon Metayor B'Kli Tomei, B'chol Shehu. A Mayon is Metayor Kli Tomei, even if it's a Kol Shehu. But B'Kelim HaLekuchim Min HaGoy Tzorich HaBoim Tzor. So that's much more like what Tosfos says. The Beis Yosef says it's taken from Tosfos, that the Sefer HaMitzvah says that there's a chidush that here a mayon wouldn't help the kolshu. You need dafka arboim so. So the Torah says v'loy nehire she'ein la'achmer betvila zu tfeimi betvila stmeya. The lo yadinon lehach elo mimeno. How do we know they need tvila by kelim chadoshim from tvilas nido? Ach b'mei nido ischata. So just like by nido, so mayon is enough. You don't need arboim so. If it would be a mayon, it would be metayer even without a shear of arboim so. So Mevela Tvilas Kelim Chadoshim is also enough a Mayon, and you don't need Arboim So. So Beis Yosef asks, Beishli Tmoya Olav, what's the Torah asking on the smack? Shenir Shutoifes Bepshitus Denido Eno Tzricha Arboim So B'Mayon. Barei Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Re holds, Sheenu Soiva Kein, and he holds that what a Mayon is enough calls you Dafka Lekelim, but for a person, for a Nido, you need Dafka Arboim So, even by a Mayon. וקוסב רבנו הנהלכס מקבועס של הדבור ויסקי מורוש וכיוון שכן, איך קוסב לא הנהירה שאין לחמר בתבילה זו תחמי בתבילה סתמאו שהלדס ריב הראש אין המחמר בזו יויסו מי בתבילה סתמאו because התבילה סתמאו also even by a mayon needs our boim so. So what's the tmir of the tour on the smack? The darkei Moshe says ולא ידעתי מי קשה. It goes on the basis of the Rabbeinu לדברי ספר המצווס קומה. He's asking it on who? On the ספר המצווס. Because of אף אגב דמיין מתאר בכל שוב. לא הכי כוסף דלדבור ולא נהירה שתי תבילה זו חמורה מתבילה סתמאה. Okay, nearly. והוא פושט. That means the smag holds that a mayon is מתאר בכל שוב. So you can't ask from the re and the rosh that the tour holds that way. But he's asking on the smag. The smag maybe holds, or he does hold, that a mayan is metayer beisho becholshu, memele, it's should be that the kelim should be just like that. Lina dine, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, them is like the smag, and he says, hakoyne me'akum kli suda shel matoches o shel zchuchis kelim ha'metzupim ba'avo mi'bifnim. That's another dine of the Gemara, that a kli cheres doesn't need tefillah. But if you're mitzaped, you coat it in the inside with lead, which is bedil, one of the matochas that needs tefillah in the posik. Afal b'shem chadoshim tzorch latbilon b'mikve oy mayon shel arboim so. So he says that you need dafka mayon arboim so, And it's not enough less than that. So that's the Iker Yesod of the Din, if Tvilas Kelim is Doraisa or Dorabonon, and different Dinim that come out, Nafkeminis, if it's Doraisa, it's Lechumra, and if it's Dorabonon, it's Lekula, like we saw in the Rambam, and the Din of Mashkante, and the Din of Matbil and Yontov. I'd like to mention some Dinim that are brought down La'alocha by Rav Moshe Feinstein. One of the dinim, there's a few halachas that are new in our days. I'll just mention it to say what the inyan is. A kli that you use only once, like aluminum pans that are usually used once. Some people use it more than once. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole pilpul if it has a shem kli or not, because in Ilchus Shabbos, there's a din of choslos shel tmorim that it's a kind of a bag that they made out of leaves, and they used to use it only the day that the tamarim, the dates should become ripe inside, and then they just tore it apart and they didn't use it. So the shaila is, when could you say, and that's not called a kli, it's not called breaking a kli, because milachatchila, it's like a klipa, it's like a peel and not like a kli. The shaila is, if kelim clay aluminum pans, do we say that it has a shem kli or not? And Lemaskoner, Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to say that even if Legabe Tumet has a Shem Kli, but Efshar Legabe Tvila, it wouldn't have a Shem Kli. I heard that Rabbi Yoshiv says, it could be it's an Atshuva, that Bamis it is a Kli, but people throw it out afterwards because they're lazy. They just are machlit that they don't want to use it again because it's cheap. But a Shem Kli it has no reason to be not called a Shem Kli. So Memele, even Moshe doesn't say not to be Tovo. He says Lechura, it might not need Tevila, but Lechura Lemaisa should have Tevila. Lemaisa, I personally am not to be Tovo if it doesn't have a Echsher. Another Shaila is, it's brought down in the Sefer of Tevilas Kelim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, but here I'm not sure. It looks like it's his own Svara and has to be thought through. He says, let's say you buy a kli from a goy, needs tevila, but you're not going to use it, al koponim now, you're not going to use it with, the klal is, has to be clay suda, that the food touches the kli. If it's, let's say you bought you have an oven, and the oven, in a case that the oven would need tevila, but you're not going to use it with the food touching it, you're putting a pot inside so then it doesn't need tevila, it has to be kelim that the food touches it. A sakin shall shchita l'mosha. It's a machlek as if he needs tevila or not. But the Shulchan Aruch says, a sakin shall shchita, yesh mishayim asheinu tzorch tevila, v'yesh chalkin v'tov l'tov l'ay b'lay b'lachet. So that's only because it's not yet food that's prepared. It still has a long way to go. You shech the behem, and then you have to cook it. So some say it doesn't need tevila, some say it, but it has to be something that touches the oich. So if you put a pot inside something that needs tevila, so it doesn't need tevila because you're using it with a pot. What happens if you buy kli chadoshim in a goy, but you're not going to use the food touching it, you put aluminum foil, you coat it with some kind of a paper or aluminum foil, and the food won't touch the kli, it'll just touch the foil. If that kli needs tevila or not. So the Tvilas Kelim, it says it needs tevila. And it says from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Bemis, you're using the kli, only you're putting aluminum foil inside. I'm not exactly sure how this svara works. Does it mean that the aluminum foil is bottled to the kli, or damage you're using the kli, but then the food is not going to be touching the kli? So that's something that has to be thought through. Another din is aluminum. That's some aluminum. That Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chidush that it could be that aluminum is not one of the six matochas in the Torah. That it says, Zov kesef nechoshes, barzel, bedile noferes. Now they were megale, they discovered a new kind of metal that's called aluminum. So he says it could be, since the Gron in Olas and Kalim, he mentions six matochas, and it could be that this is a seminar. It's another kind of a chomer, like plastic, like neph, like oil. It's something else. It's not one of the six barzels. So Memele, that wouldn't have a Shem Kli Legabe Tuma, and it could be that Legabe Tvila also not. They used this tshuva of Rav Moshe when it was a Shiloh when the airplanes were flying over a Beis HaKvaros. So the Shiloh was Lu Yetzuyer, I'm not sure how the plane is made, but if it was made from aluminum, if aluminum is flying over the Beis HaKvaros, it could be it's from the Matochos, but it doesn't have a Shem Matches, and it doesn't have a Shem Kli Matches, and it's also big, so Memele, it's an Afkemine Legabe this. So he has a Shiloh, maybe it wouldn't be Mechuyev and Tfilas Keli, Makoponim, but without a Bracha, maybe he says, that's also a Chiddush. A toaster that you put, not a toaster, but a toaster, that you're rogel to put bread, fresh bread you put in, and it becomes hard, it becomes dry. It becomes what they call toast. So the shaila is it's used with electricity, and to be tovud might ruin the electric part of the toaster. So it's a problem to be tovul it. What some people do is that has to be gemar melacha b'day goy k'day to be mechuyev tevila. So you buy a toaster and take it apart. You're mevatel it from being able to be used. You take out the screws in the back and then you put it together. So mele it's called gemar melacha b'day Yisrael. And some stores that know how to do it take 25 shekel for doing it. Al koponim, you have to know how to do it, and then it would be gemar melacha b'yad Yisrael. Rav Moshe says that a toaster does not need tevila, and he says a chiddush like this. You need, kedei to be mechuyev b'tevilas kelim, you need either that it should be clay seuda, that you bring it b'mokem asuda, forks, knives, spoons, plates, whatever used by the seuda, or it's a kli that you're preparing the food, the bishul, you're preparing the food for the seuda all your day, that kli. Sakin shashchite, or a pot that you use, or a small oven. But, he says, a toaster, the bread, most people eat it without being toast. So, memela, it's not a kli that's preparing the ocha. And it's not a kli that you're going to bring to the shulchan, to the seuda. So, memela, somewhere in between. So, it's not a clay seuda, b'mokim ha-seuda, and it's not a clay seuda that's preparing the ocha, because robody and she don't need the toast. So Memele says that such a thing doesn't need tevila, even though it says in the Gemara Chame Chame that's mashma that a kli that hot, eats up hot water. So he says hot water ruba din she need it. It's more hot water than cold water. But Memele a toaster that's not this and not that, it's in between. He says it doesn't need tevila and you can be soymech on it not b'shas adchak and koshkem b'shas adchak. And I would think that what we call now is a noodle machine that's called a sandwich maker. Also, it's the same deal like a toaster of Rav Moshe, because Ba'emis, the bread is bread from before, and you're just making it into toast. And if you put the cheese in between and it melts, it comes back into cheese. So, Memele, Lechura, that sandwich maker should be the same deal like the toaster, and it shouldn't need tevila. One more deal to mention is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chof in Yerodea says in Sif Tezayin, Im Shochach, Leid Bil Kli Me'erav Shabbos Me'erav Yom Tov, Itnenu legoy b'matone, v'chakach yishalenu mimenu muto lishtamish bo. He says you need the kli on Yom Tov and you didn't be toivel, so the mechaber in your day all that you shouldn't be toivel it, so what do? You give it a matone to a goy, and borrowing from a goy doesn't need tevila. And the Ramah says, v'chein yase afilu b'choil b'mokim shein lo mikve. And then he says that if you use the kli, if the food is already in the kli, it's not necessary the food, you could finish using it at the Rav Shalem. Diskin says you don't not mechuyev to pour it out to a different kli. Al kaponim, the din is that if you forgot to be toivelet on Shabbos and you need the kli, so you should give it b'matone to a goy. And the Mogen Avraham says that since it's a dvar mitzvah, so you're allowed to do a kinyan, and then you use it b'shabashola, and then after Shabbos, you go and you toivelet. That's in your day. Nilchas Shabbos Shin Chof Gimel Siv Zayin Mutal Adbil Kli Chodesh Aton Tevila V'yesh Oisrim V'yirei Shomayim Yetzi Eskulon V'yitin HaKli La'akum B'matona V'yachzor V'shalenu Mimenu V'yinu Tzorch Tevila. So it's mashma the Mechaber that is more noite that it's Mutar. So can you read your Etei is Matik V'yirei Shomayim Yetzi Eskulon. They mentioned this Indian, why is the difference between Nilchas Shabbos and Nilchas Hilchas Tevila Echshar Kelim. And the Mechaber here says the first day, and usually because Lafi the first day, he says it's Mutar Latvil, and some Aser, so Yerei Shomayim should be Yotzei Eskulam, and give it b'maton and yachzor v'sholenu. And the Rambam says it eats it. If it's a kli that's roi lebalis mayim, so you should malenu mayim min amikveh v'also le'tvila. And on that, so that means it's like a trick. You malen mayim min amikveh. It doesn't look like you're doing, it's not nikra that you're doing a tikkun kli of being matvil. And they bring from the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says now have to make a brach on it from the Tashbit, because if you make a brach, then it's again nikar, that it's a tvilas. Then the Bi'ur Halacha is mevayev that there's two days in it, that it's all arichas in the Bi'ur Halacha. But I was thinking, why shouldn't we do another Eitzah? And nobody, and here that's not mentioned. Could be some places. Here it's not mentioned. Let him be mafkir the kli. And let's say if somebody finds a kli that's hefker, it doesn't say that a person that finds a kli that's hefker that he has to be tovel it. Even though maybe once it belonged to a goy, a kli hefker, it doesn't say that it needs to belong if I bought it from a goy. So let him be mafkir it, and then he'll use it b'tor hefker. He's not, or even if he should be koinet, but if on kinyan, you can't make on Shabbos. So he won't make the kinyan on Shabbos. It's already not a mitzvah. And if he's using a hefker, the kli, it doesn't belong to the goy, so then maybe he won't need to feel it. But on the other hand, we find, and Tosfos says Masber, the Gemara says, if it's nishtaka the shem, that means that a lot of the ilchus of tefillas kinyan is totally if the shem of the goy is on it or not. So it could be that if he's mafkir it, it's still not mufka the shem yet from it. So memele, it could be a nafkamina if a goy was mafkir and his shem is still on it, it could be it wouldn't patter it yet from tefillas kinyan. That has to be tzorchiyun, how far we could go with the inyan of nishtaka shmoy. But the pashta, since it's not mentioned to be mafkir it, although there's a Mogen Avraham, Rabbi Kivega, that even to be mafkir on Shabbos is also a problem, just like the problem of a kinyan. Could be there's a tshuva of Rabbi Kivega. Al kaponim, it has to be looked up if there's an eitzah to be mafkir or not. Talking about the psukim of Tvilas Kelim and Agolas Kelim, so there's twice that it says in this psukim ach, it says that Elazar HaKohen told them when they came back. He said, "Vayomer Elazar HaKohen l'anshei atzova." He told them, "Ach es azov es akosef kol dovar shiovu beish taviu beish betoyer." That's a golas kelim. Ach b'meinido ischato. So the Gemara darshan, that's tvilas kelim. You have twice ach. So there's a marshal. The marshal says in Bchoros and Davches with the vikuach of the Chachmei Atuna, the famous wise men of Atuna, the sages of Athens, that they had a vikuach with Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya about the Iker Yesodos of Klal Yisrael and the Muna. So the marshal says there that there's 21 days between Shavuos or Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and there's 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Shana Rabba. Even though you count, it might not be exactly 21, but that's how the Marsha says. And he says there's the 21 days of the Yemei HaMetzorim that brings you to Tshuva Al Yedei Onesh and Al Yedei Puronus. And there's the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Shana Rabbah, that's 21 days of Tshuva and Maisim Tovim, that a person has to be misurah from himself. That means there's two ways to come to Kapora, either Ayidei Chalil or Ayidei Surim, and hard times, or that you're misurah from yourself and you come to Ava and to Tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have here, by the remez is here by the inyan of Kalim that come out from a goy and Bernis Alet, the Kedushas Yisrael Bifrat, Lefi the Ran, that he says that it's a Seder, that you have to have first the Agolas Kelim and then the Tvila. There's Ach es Azov kol dovar sheyovei boish Ach es 21. So you have the Ach the 21, that's how they eish, that you burn it out and you take out the Agola, the inyan of the goy from the Kelim, is connected to Yemei Ben Abitzorim, that it comes with hardship and with fire and with Bekoach to take it out. That's Agolas Kelim. And then you have Ach, b'nei nido ischato, al-yedei tvila, that's Moisif Kedushas Yisrael, al-yedei the mikveh, al-yedei the mind. And that's b'derech of a passive way, that it's not al-yedei b'koach to take out the tumah of the goy, but it's to be Moisif the Kedushas Yisrael, k'neged, the 21 days of between Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah.